What results have 100 years of MD-centered allopathic reductionistic medicine given us? Well, overweight and obesity is rising. The predictions are in 10 years, this will be the number one health problem in the United States, and it's completely driven by mineral deficiencies. Obesity is a mineral deficiency disease. It is a deficiency disease. It is not a disease of excess. Type 2 diabetes. Look at this. 1981, 2004. It's gone up 10 times. Type 2 diabetes. This is criminal. By the way, type 2 diabetes is a vanadium and a chromium deficiency disease. We can eliminate the symptoms of type 2 diabetes and promote healthy function of the human body in 3 months. Well, all it takes is 3 months to see people with type 2 diabetes have the condition resolve. Life expectancy. In a perfect world, the human body has the capacity to live to be 120 to 140 years old. We don't even get nearly close to that because our medical doctors are clueless about how to make people healthy. And this is what Dr. Wallach's book, Immortality, is all about. If you've never read the book, Immortality, don't leave here today without getting a copy. It's a very, very important piece of work, especially if you're in the longevity business. It gets worse. Kidney transplant. So this is 1988, 1996, 2006, right? So it's getting worse. 20,000 people now waiting for kidney transplants as opposed to 5,000 12 years ago. Adults 18 over with antidepressants. It gets worse. Again, the lower on the graph we go, the greater in time it is. This was 1988 and this is 2002. Look at this. This is horrible. Antidepressant use has quadrupled in 10 years. And the major side effect of antidepressant use, suicide. And I saw an advertisement for Cymbalta last night on TV. This is how crazy it is, right? On the ad, it says 75% of people being treated for depression are still depressed. Try Cymbalta, right? What does this mean? It means it doesn't work. And if 75% of the people taking an antidepressant are still depressed, that means it doesn't work. Oh, but let's try another one. Let's get into that car that just blew up. Oh, maybe this time. We've been brainwashed. We don't even bat an eyelash. We don't even think twice about it. It's nuts, but it gets worse. Now, the biggest reason for the American paradox, this is Dr. Glidden's conclusion. Why? How can all this be true? We spend twice as much as every other country. We're 72nd on the list, second from the bottom. All these chronic illnesses get worse. How can all this be possible in the richest, most prosperous, freest country in the world? Well, let's ask Sherlock Holmes. When you have eliminated the impossible, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. The reason for the American paradox is allopathic MD-directed prescription drug treatment for chronic disease does not work, period. It does not work. It works great for surgery when surgery is necessary. It works great for trauma, but that's it. For most conditions that most people go to the doctor for, most of the time it kills them, makes them worse, does not deliver results. After the age of 55 in the United States, the average American is diagnosed with a new illness every 3 years because prescription medicine doesn't fix anything, it manages things, period, and we suffer from it.